Spectres of the Somme.
World War One, Battle of the Somme. Just for the record, 1916. I'm not sure the date, but yeah, I went to Belgium, obviously. That was about, well, it must have been about 4 weeks ago now, 3 weeks. It's quite a long time ago, actually. It doesn't feel like that.
Right.
But it was a two-day trip, and on the Saturday, which was the second day, in the afternoon, we went to the Somme. And it was a very, very foggy day, which was strange, because it was foggy when they went over the top. And it made it, well, it made a much more big dimension to the whole thing. But when we got off the coach, it was absolutely silent, apart from us talking and stuff. And eventually the actual atmosphere of the place hit me, because it was cold, there was fog, and it was windy, and it was absolutely no noise. And it was very moving. And then when we got to the actual trenches and the graves, it was it was upsetting. And it was a very moving experience. And we were with these tour guides who knew everything about World War One, they were historians, and they were saying, they were pointing out landmarks and stuff, and there was, must have been about 30 of us there, including teachers, and basically, after we'd sort of done the talk and we were allowed to go off on our own, I looked up in the sort of horizon area, and I saw the fog, and it was very, very foggy. You couldn't see 10 yards in front of you.
Right. Friends share a similar opinion of the atmosphere?
I think about four of them did, but most of them were there to muck about, if you know what I mean. But I was mainly there to see the sights. But after we had the talk, as I say, I started seeing these sort of outlines of moving objects in the fog, and I got quite scared. And I didn't want to go any further up, because I was in a kind of scared mood anyway. But it looked like outlines of soldiers, almost like ghosts of soldiers at the time, and it may have been my mind playing tricks on me, but I'm certain they were there. And at one point I actually saw a black figure kind of go into the distance and disappear into the fog, and I got very scared. And then you felt a presence there, cold atmosphere, very cold, and it was terrible at the end. The battle was terrible. I think it was 60,000 people died the first day. And it's probably the atmosphere was just so explosive there. And it wasn't just these men charging over the top. We went to the cemeteries, the war cemeteries, and the German war cemetery. This was on the same day, about an hour afterwards. There was a big pit, because they didn't bury the German soldiers like grave to grave, they did a big pit and dumped them all in it. And this pit was freezing cold. There was condensation on the outside of it. You could just run your finger across the wall and it was all, your finger would be wet afterwards. And when you peered down at the pit, it was freezing cold. It was like someone had, well, it was just like a really windy day. But when you were not near the pit, it was hot, like the sun was, because the sun had came out, the fog had gone by now. And that was very moving, because it was strange, it was cold there, because there were no trees blocking it off from the sun at all. And basically, they're the two main, like, well, experiences I had when I went to Belgium. But the whole place was scary. Belgium is a very strange place. There's over 18,000 unexploded shells still in the Somme, buried. I think it was last year a farmer dies from digging up an unexploded shell, and it blew him up and his tractor. It killed him, and half the field was a big crater afterwards, which was only one in a lot of cases since World War One. And I bought a hand grenade back, because there was a shop, and they were digging up hand grenades and knives and whatever. And I bought a Mills bomb. It was about £15, and I bought that back just for a souvenir. And that, even that, is a strange thing to look at. And it was freezing cold, even on a hot day. And that scares me. very weird.
They've taken explosives out.
Thing is, they haven't taken them out. The pin is eroded into the other metal, so you couldn't get the pin out if you tried. But if the pin was out, there's a 1 in 10 chance it would blow up. That's what the people said in the shop. So they said they can't get blamed if it blows up, which is a bit funny. But it's so corroded now, I don't think it could blow up. Yeah. It's a very big bomb. Apparently you could kill someone 100 yards away of that. Everyone knows what a hand grenade looks like, all the modern day films. But this is twice the size of what you see on the film. And it's solid metal. It's not hollow, it's solid and it's really heavy. And it's basically a sort of circle type shape. I mean, the basic hand grenade's sort of shape. And at the top it's got the big pin with a little ring sticking out of. And it's all rusted away now. And there's no detail to the thing. And that's basically it. And it's got the little squares coming out on the sides like a normal hand grenade.
Did any of the others buy anything?
No, they didn't. I'm not sure why. I don't think you're allowed to. I think the teachers didn't allow it.
Did you smuggle it out?
Well, I did it when no one else was looking, because
yeah,
I did want one.
Customs, this,
well, Channel Tunnel customs, you just drive up to a gate, the man takes a look at the driver and lets you go.
Right.
That's basically it. And I was in a coach anyway, so... So, Channel Tunnel customs, you can't trust that. Mind you, it's probably different for cars, I'm not sure. The whole of Belgium is a scary place. It's silent and it's cold. And the night time, another story was... We were staying at a youth hostel, and at night, it was must have been about 11 o'clock Belgium time, which is, what, 10 o'clock English time? Or, no, it's 12 o'clock English time, I got mixed up there. And we were on the swings outside the youth hostel, and one of my friends said they heard a grunt behind them when they were on the swing. And behind us, immediately behind us, there was a woodlands area, and a couple of fields. And what we got scared about was the fact that the fields behind us could have been battlefields at that point. A couple of people could have died, you don't know. And there was a big crater in the woods ahead of us, so that was a very scary thing to happen. And the grunt was, it wasn't just a sort of grunt like a pig type noise, it was like, well, the person described it as someone screaming in a way, which was bad. Yeah, and we went to a lot of museums and they had pictures of so-called ghost sightings there, but they were all fake.
The
photos are fake, you can tell.
Like impressions of what
put
it was
this
like.
Way, there was a picture of... No, most of them are just impressions of what it was like, but there was one ghost sighting. There's a picture of a trench, and this man took a photograph of it when he was there. And when he developed it, there was a sort of outline of a soldier in there, but you can tell it was fake. But a lot of people do that nowadays anyway. But this, all of what I saw was 100% genuine. And I'm sure if anyone went there, they would have the same experiences. Because even the teachers were saying they were seeing shapes in the fog. So, yeah.